Hi guys, and welcome to the spring cleaning edition of Girls Got That Good Kush. And today I am cleaning my bathroom because, as it turns out, this bathroom is just, it's a mess. People, I found fucking two fucking screwdrivers just on my counter. And God, it's getting embarrassing. I can't keep living like this. So I just finished cleaning the tub. And I told myself that I would ration out my weed because I'm running out. So, yeah, I promised myself this tiny little bowl on my one hitter. It's a really cute one hitter, a little triangle. It's shaped like a triangle. To chill them. Is that what they're called? I don't know. I'm a bad stoner. I don't know the names of shit. Anyways, I think this is Chem Dog. And I'm going to be telling you guys about my, you know, the past few days that I had, which have been pretty fucking dope. Some drunk adventures and what happens, you know, when I forget that I am lactose intolerant, which actually relates back to the drunk adventures. So, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to take a hit. And I'm using my favorite lighter. It's got a picture of the Golden Gate Bridge. And the Chinese Theater here in LA. So, yeah. Okay, so leave that there. And I guess I should move this mic. Where do I move it? Because I'm moving shit around. Okay. I think I got it. Then I'm listening to a hooping playlist that I put together. It's just a bunch of shit that I listen to high. And I'm like, you know what? This would be really good to dance to. And it usually is. I've got 50 Cent on here, though. And then it's like 50-50. I don't... it's not, I don't know. I haven't been incorporating it into my dance routine, but... one day, you guys, one day. One day I'll drop it like a top. So Saturday, I spent the day with my best friend, Marbles, and she's actually moving out and is going to be getting a place with the love of her life. So super happy. And we went to check out No Ways That You Wanna Waste. Get used to my singing. We went to check out an apartment on like the opposite side of LA, and we went and we caught, she said she will maintain that it's breakfast, but bitch, it was late. It was like 1 by the time we ate. Let's just say it's brunch anyways. So had some fun there, a lot of laughs, and every time I'm in her car, I'm always just like, my god, I always find new music. I don't know how I don't know this fucking music. Like, have I just been... I have been living under a rock these past few years. I get very poor Wi-Fi down there. And the nights before, I went out to a bar with Marbles and... oh my god. I was looking for a rag. Okay, I'll just... okay. I can't find it! Okay, focus. Yeah, so I went to our neighborhood dive bar with the love of my life, Marbles. Never be day that you want to waste, that you want to waste. And beforehand, Friday night, so I went to a bar with a mutual friend of ours who is my pretty regular smoking buddy. Like, see him almost every other week. Usually it's every week. See, anyways, and so since I was kind enough, no, I'm just kidding, if I go, because, you know, no one likes doing shit, no one likes running errands if they're boring, you know, even if they are errands at the weed chunk. And so, I went with him to pick up, as the kids say, I'm not that old, and he was kind enough to smoke me out, and I had lent him my bong, like, forever ago, so that was fun. It's always fun to get my bong after a while. And he had some vodka left over, and since it was Fun Day Friday or whatever the fuck it's, no, that's Sunday Fun Day. Duh. Jesus, come on, girls. So we were, as the kids say, getting smashed. We weren't though. And so I walk home. I'm feeling myself, hard, you guys. And speed walked home actually, because it's like his house is like 2 blocks from mine, and it's not that bad during the day. But at night it gets a little creepy. It's a little scary. So of course your girl is like looking over her fucking shoulder. I'm not gonna sing this song because I don't see his voice. Hopefully Coalition comes on. So yeah, once I got home, my Marbles texted me and she's just like, "Do you wanna go to the bar?" And I was like, "Hell yeah!" Cause I haven't been in a while, and I wanted to see our favorite bartender. The best, and it was pretty packed, and I regretted going. But so Marbles had to write an essay, so I had like about an hour and a half to just, you know, fuck around. And what I ended up doing was, because I was so buzzed, I ended up pooping. I said that weird. I'm trying to fucking make this toothpaste not look so ugly. That doesn't make sense. What if you guys could see me? But you can't. Put in this over here, right? So that's not gonna come on. Yeah, don't collapse. So I came home and I started hoop dancing. Is it Flo? Hoop Flo, right? Something like that. Yeah, I'm terrible at things. I don't know the names of anything. So it was a really nice night. It was a little cool. So I stripped down to my underwear. And sports bra, because, you know, because I wasn't there yet. And, oh shit, 7 minutes have passed. Yeah, because I just wanted to feel the air on my skin and the whatnot. Also, because I just kind of like exercising and almost nothing, dancing, you know. And I was, you know, I was feeling myself hard, so I was just like, you know what, you should do this naked, and I did. And I was talking to my friend who, oh my god, I dropped something. I was telling my friend who, taught me how to hoop this, and she was just like, isn't it the best? And so, that's a new thing. I haven't enjoyed my own naked form in quite some time, so... that makes it sound like I'm sort of masturbating. I mean, like, I haven't appreciated myself. You know what? Whatever. My point was, that, I don't know, like, growing up being, like, just chilling naked wasn't, like, a normal thing, so sometimes it's just cool to do that. So I did not do my makeup very well, because I was already pretty, like on a scale of 1 to 10, I was like a, let's say 6. And I did not do my makeup well at all. I think I did like pink eyeliner and orange lip. I don't know. It was terrible. I looked terrible. And the music at our bar was terrible because they had some dude, I don't know, they had like a local DJ or something. And I was like, bro, you are bringing the whole bar down. It was terrible. But, you know, I mean, in any other setting, I would have, like, dug it hard, but not on a Friday night when I was trying to turn up with my friends. So that was my Friday. And my Saturday was getting up early, because I ended up falling asleep at, like, 3, because your girl, your girl was drunk and looking at memes, and I was just fucking, I was put my makeup off all gross and shit, just in my, like, underneath my blanket, just occasionally, like, hee. This shit's so funny to me. And, I gotta move stuff here now. Okay. So I was waiting for Marbles. I woke up early because she was like, we're gonna leave early. Like, we're gonna get up. Like, you need to get up at 9. We're leaving at 9:30. This dumb bitch ended up falling back asleep. And so I did my stuff. I walked the dog. I did not eat breakfast because I thought that we were going already. We ended up, like, fucking being there by, like... what time did we get there? Okay, this goes out here because this is a nice Vaseline. Okay. We ended up being there at, like, 12 or so? I don't know. It took us a while to find a place. Anyways, so I didn't eat breakfast. We ended up eating, like, we ended up eating a bag of, not a bag, like one of the, a box of Wheat Thins that she swears taste like pizza. And at first I was just like, this bitch is on one. But no, she's right, they do taste like pizza. It's like sun-dried tomato and basil or some shit like that. I don't know, but they're really good. And she, her car's so fucking messy. I think I bought those with her and I saw her last week. So... they've been in your car a while, and I was just like, oh my god, bitch. I'm like, I'm always starting to, like, appear at her house and clean her car, because I guess that's the kind of person I am. she has, I'm weirdly religious. I'm not, like, super religious, just weirdly. So, I was raised Catholic, and I have a rosary, someone dear to me gave me. And she put it in her car. Her first car. What the hell? Oh my god! Who in their goddamn... oh my god, someone... oh god, someone fucking put rubbing alcohol in the spritzer bottle. That's not cool, first off, because I fucking use this to fucking water my fucking plants. That's totally fucking cool. No one has any fucking respect, I swear to god. And now I gotta fucking... make sure that all that gross-ass alcohol is out of there. Anyway. I don't even remember where I was going. It's fucking Pink Floyd. Jesus. Yeah. So, the rosary. She had it in her old car. And she finally moved it to her new car. The weekend we went to San Francisco. And so, it's always nice to be there. So yeah, we're really religious. I grew up Catholic, but yeah, gave my bestest friend a little good juju in her car because I'm weird like that. I'm not weird. And I don't want anyone who actually is religious to hear this and be like, why do you think religious people are weird? No, just not used to, you know, expressing myself. I asked, or actually I told her, because I don't ask things of this girl because she is my family. I was like, I'm blessing your new house, dude. Like, that's just a fucking fact. And she's just like, no, oh my god, I was gonna ask you. And I was just like, oh my god, because I was about to be like, she didn't ask me. And we spent a really nice lunch together. I got a really dank ass torta that had nopales in it. And for everyone that doesn't speak Spanish, doesn't care, a torta is a type of sandwich that is dank as fuck. You want to say Mexican? Is it Mexican or is it like a whole Hispanic thing? Anyways, no, it's a Hispanic thing. It's fucking Spanish, dude. Torta. God. Get together, girls. Point is, all nopales are cacti. Cactus. I know. These, you can eat these. I have tiny baby ones that are not meant to be eaten, I hope. So, yeah, and she didn't end up liking her thing, which I think was, like, shrimp something. Shrimp enchiladas. Yeah, so enchiladas. She'd be so pissed at me right now. She heard my pronunciation, like, really? That's how you're gonna say it? Oh, I love this thing. I should throw that away because it made my hair gross. Okay. So... God, this fucking bathroom, I swear to god. Okay, I gotta move shit completely off there. Ah! I keep dropping these cones and it's annoying. Let's see where that can go. Okay, this goes back in there. This not go on top of that because that's totally small. Yeah, so really, oh yeah, she didn't end up liking her thing that much because it was a new restaurant. Neither of us had tried because it's near her new place. So, you know, we were sharing food and we were just talking for a really long time. And it just, it feels, I love this chick. She really is like, I think I called her coffee, yeah, I told someone. She's like coffee for the soul, and she is. I feel energized for coming back, because I just love her so much, and I, like, I love being around someone who gets me that much. And so, you know, she gets me, because she's my bestie. Then Sunday, I was supposed to do another turn up or whatever. I was supposed to go over to my friend's house, and we were going to get we were gonna get messy. Anyways, we ended up doing that like not Monday. Oh no, yeah, we did do it Monday night. It is my spring break for anyone that cares, so I'm not a terrible student. Well, I am. Some update on some school stuff. I have gotten A's and B's on my last assignments, so feeling really good about the class. Professor seems to like me. So this was with my smoking bud and another friend. And we made some sugary alcoholic drink, and I ended up drinking two. And I came home a little more inebriated than planned. But anyways, I was walking home with my other friend, my lady friend, that was also there with us. And there's, for some reason, these ice cream trucks that patrol the neighborhood. Like, up until, like, I've seen them, like, at, like, 10:30. I don't think I've seen one past 11, but I'm sure there are. My token buddy was like, holy shit, I want ice cream. And I was just like, oh my god, bitch, what do I? And the paletero, in all of his wisdom and mercy, gave me a chocolate chip ice cream sandwich. Because, you know, it's delicious. I really like ice cream sandwiches for some reason. UFOs, if anyone knows what they are. Holla at me if you like UFOs, you know. The ice cream, not the aliens, but you know, if you like aliens, hit me with your best conspiracy theory too. That's dope. So it was a $2 thing, and I only had $1.50. Because I didn't think we were gonna actually buy food, because, like, I was just going over for drinks and bud. And it was just, like, the fucking change that I had in my bag, because I did not prepare for this at all. And he was just like, no, you know what, it's fine. And I was like fucking skipping home with my friend. She was just like, you're happy, huh? And I'm just like, yes. With nothing to hold. Do, 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 do. And that was my Monday, I believe. And then Tuesday. Was it Monday? No, it was my Sunday. Today's, I'm bad at days, jeez. Today's Wednesday. Okay, so it was Monday. Yeah, Tuesday, woke up, am I right? Oh my god, am I getting the days wrong? I probably am. I for sure am. So yesterday, I've been a little sick for a bit. Been going through some pretty... not bad pain, but just pain. And it sucks because I'm a giant whiny baby. And I'm like, no, I hate this. And my siblings and I had a day, and we went to go see Poppies. And that was super dope, and we have a bunch of artsy photos. There's a few photos. My brother took them. He was like, you guys look like you're being born from the flowers. I'm like, that's perfect. That's my album cover if I ever put on an album. I don't know. Whenever I get off my ass and actually make songs. That was really dope. I had a nice time. It was a nice hike. We saw a lot of lizards. We took a lot of dope pictures. I'm an embarrassing person, and I squatted in some of them because, you know, law squat. We out here. I'm Mexican. Like, I don't need to. No, because I was with my little brother, and it was a thing, and he didn't do it because he's a wuss. wanted to ruin it. He's like, let's split, and then he did it. Party pooper. And came back. And then started feeling a little, not a little, really, really bad. So I thought that I was going to post the Tell Me Something Good Tuesday thread. Once I came back from the hike, because I came back around like 1, and I just kind of, the cramps came, and you guys, I kind of forgot everything, so, that sucks, but I'm feeling better today. The nausea is still there, but way better than yesterday. Say nothing. Gotta counter my new clean, oh no it's not, no it's not, girl, it's J-fucking-K. What happens when you don't regularly clean? You are left with like the grossest things. Just throw some shit over. Not giving a motherfucking fuck. Okay, whew. I totally forgot what I was gonna do. Oh, I got loud for a sec. So yeah, that was my past few days. They've been pretty nice. The dogs have been a little douchier than usual. Unfortunately, they keep popping off at big dogs, and I'm just like, enough, buddy. Like, stop. Gotta retrain, or I gotta fucking retrain these dogs, because clearly people that helped, the people that did it the first time did not know what they were doing. AKA my dad don't know what he's doing. So the bathroom is still not clean, but it's getting there. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this installment. I don't know why you would, because it's just 20 minutes of me fucking around in the bathroom. It's really hot in here too, and it's not outside, so this sucks about this bathroom. It's like the worst ventilation ever. So yeah. That's my past few days, and I got some other stuff planned for the week, and hopefully I don't, you know, feel too so terribly that I end up canceling. So I was really bad at ending these things. Okay, so this is Growl signing off, and I hope you guys have wonderful weeks/wonderful everything, because you're all wonderful.